Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is the last day of the holy month of Ramadan, but for many Muslim Americans, what should be a time of celebration has become a period of solemn reflection and grief. Israeli airstrikes have killed more than 33,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. And the majority of those still alive in Gaza are starving and without aid. In Michigan, where the country's largest Muslim population per capita lives, Ramadan has been quiet and contemplative. Public celebrations have been cancelled in favor of prayer and fundraising. For more, let's bring in Imam Muhammad Ali Elahi. He's a spiritual leader of the Islamic House of Wisdom in Dearborn Heights. Imam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Could you begin by telling us how are you doing right now and how is the community?
Well, the holy month of Ramadan is a month of fasting, prayer, patience, peace. And we have three words for that: Shahrullah, Kitabullah, Liyafatullah, month of God, book of God, and reception of God. And it is meant to be a month of journey between people and God, and reflection and reconciliation and responsibility. So we have been busy, all the mosques and religious centers of the prayers and gatherings and education. And as you mentioned, also the sadness of following the news, observing what is going on in Gaza, an area that used to be a big prison and then became a big slaughterhouse. And now it's a big cemetery. When we see the photos and the videos from Shifa Hospital, from Khan Yunus, from all these people, what we heard yesterday, the founder of this World Center Kitchen, that he said that really it's not about self-defense or war against terrorism. It is a war against humanity. So it's very heartbreaking that how come in this world...
I'd love to ask you, given the grief that all of this must bring for the community at such a holy time, and we know that many Michigan residents have lost family members in Gaza, as a faith leader, how have you helped people find solace and comfort during this time?
Well, a prayer by itself is a moment of comfort. And as we remember God and pray and open the Quran and recite the words of God, but also the encouragement that this support, international support and solidarity with Palestinian people, I mean, from United Nations, Amnesty International, Human Rights Council, World Health Center, all of these entities and all these demonstrations, this shows that still the human consciousness is there. I mean, when we saw the sacrifice of like that Air Force officer, Aaron Pushner, when we see like officer from the State Department and Schlein, these people showing solidarity, this is very, very encouraging. But at the same time,
And I'm wondering, given that solidarity from across the spectrum, has there been an interfaith connection also this Ramadan for Michigan's Muslim community? Has that been built?
Yeah, interfaith. I've been in contact with interfaith, and there are so many individuals in interfaith of showing really understanding and support. But of course, as Martin Luther King said at the end, we don't remember the words of enemies, but the silence of our friends. Some have been silenced, have been, you know, their silence been support for this genocide that's going on. And that is disappointing. But still, we have some functions, even at the Islamic House of Wisdom. We invited the interfaith and we listened to them. And they were very positive and very, very encouraging, very supporting, very helpful.
And can I ask you, Imam, can I ask you, we know Eid, which is tomorrow for most people, is a celebration, a joyous celebration. We know that people take pride in the food that they cook and eat, and now so many Muslims are in a place of just worry and grief, given that so many in Gaza are not eating. How do you anticipate Eid will be tomorrow?
Yeah, of course. We are going to have the Eid prayer and the Eid sermons, and focusing and reflecting on situation in Gaza, in South Lebanon, in other areas. But as you said, I mean, how we can have all this beautiful food and drink and everything while people are under this tsunami of starvation, and the babies are dying out of hunger and lack of medicine, electricity, any kind of services, clothes, shower, even bathroom. So this is really most tragic things, humanitarian tragedies going on. So there is no mood for celebration. We canceled the festivals that we usually had after the fasting month of Ramadan, and we just invited people to come to the mosque tomorrow. We are going to have a prayer at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Just the prayer, salat and service, but no sense of celebration. The whole Ramadan was not a happy Ramadan, really. It was a sad Ramadan.
That's Imam Muhammad Ali Elahi, spiritual leader of the Islamic House of Wisdom in Dearborn Heights. Thank you so much for joining us, Imam.
Thank you. Thank you so much.